This is the first recording for about almost 2 weeks. When I last stopped off, I was working on getting a feeling of love towards money. Really bringing up a strong feeling of love towards it. I found this rather difficult, but I kept working on it. Within a couple of days, something began to happen. I did bring up a bit of a feeling of love towards money, but then something else came up. Now, I'll explain that in a minute. Before I go on to that, I want to go over one little thing. Why we're doing this. The reason we're doing this is to get rid of the resistance. We could easily have done all this work with a smaller amount of money, focusing on $100 or $1,000. The problem with that is the amount is too small. It becomes boring. It's really not that interesting. And also, it doesn't really bring up a lot of resistance. So, in a sense, we would be kind of learning to create slowly. Let's say by saying we'll create $100. And when that $100 comes, would we really believe that it came about by our efforts of creating? Or would we believe that it would have just came about anyway? See, there's the issue. It's too small of an amount. And also, with creating, like I explained, there's a delay factor. When you take that delay factor into account, at the end, over a stretch of time, working on creating $100 becomes a bit monotone. There isn't really much excitement. There isn't really something that draws you with the amount of joy that's required. So, we chose a larger amount. An amount that would also bring up resistance. Any blocks that are in us, any disbeliefs, all will come to the surface. One way or another, they're going to come out. We're going to come face to face with our own blocks that hold us from really creating the life that we want to live. Because the universe gives us everything we want. Absolutely everything. No denial whatsoever. But it's us. Ourselves, who hold ourselves apart from these things, be it money, be it friends, be it relationships, be it cars, it doesn't really matter. The object is always the same. It's just something we want to experience, something in our lives. Whether it's money, whether it's an object, whether it's a friendship, it's all the same. There's really no difference. We're just looking for one thing to experience. So that's the reason. So now, as I was bringing up the feeling of loving money, before I was working on bringing about a feeling of having the money in my bank account. That was fine, brought up some resistance, not a whole lot. Slowly kept going and allowed the resistance just to drop away. But the minute I started working, playing with loving the money, truly finding a feeling for it, I realized I didn't really ever have a feeling of loving money, nor really liking it. Like and love are much the same. They're very close together. Once you really, really like something, well, basically, if you allow yourself an unconditional like, you begin to love it. So, it's just a transition. But I realized I didn't have those feelings. I thought I did, but I didn't. Upon realizing that, I realized that maybe there might be a little block in there somewhere. The way to find it is to keep going. Play around with it every day. Every day, take the time out. In my case, in the morning, first thing, early in the morning, to bring about a feeling of loving money. Just when I was finding the feeling, something else was coming up. I was getting huge amounts of anxiety. Couldn't figure out why. Felt unfocused, disorientated. Next thing I know, I'm beginning to feel anger. I didn't realize what it was from, where it was coming from. So I thought, well, I'll continue with bringing up the loving feelings of money. Well, the more I did that, the more anger came up. And pretty soon, I was literally boiling with anger to an unbelievable extent. I could have walked through a brick wall. That much was coming out of me. And the thing is, I couldn't focus the anger anywhere. It was just there. So there was no real place to put it. You know, if someone makes you, let's say, upset, you can say, well, I'm angry at this person. That's where my anger's focused. But I couldn't really find where to focus it, so it's all over the place. Because I didn't really know where it was coming from. A few days on beyond this point, and the anger got even stronger. Now, of course, when you have that much anger, you tend to attract some things towards you. So I attracted a couple of negative people, and next thing you know, I'm really, really mad now. And I'm totally going into despair. Because with that anger comes this feeling of having failed, of that this is all a waste of time, this isn't working. And at some point you may come across this also, and you may not. It depends on what level the resistance you have inside of you and how deeply it's buried. I had to finally let go of trying to do anything with money at all, another sense of feeling it in my bank account or getting a loving feeling. I just couldn't do any of that. I had to stop altogether. Finally, my anger exhausted me. And I had to take a couple of days and literally sleep and rest. And during one of those rest times, I realized it just came up where this anger came from. I blamed my life on money. Early in my childhood, there were some issues. And in a sense, my parents, my mother especially, had a real obsession with money. I mean, it was like God or something. And, you spend a nickel too much in something or whatever, or if you lost a nickel, it was like losing an arm. So then and there, I got a dislike, a hate for money. Associated that. That stayed in there and colored everything I've done my whole life like a little lens, a colored lens that goes over the lens of a camera and colors everything. You don't know it's there anymore because everything you look at has got that color. No matter where you look, there's that shading. You think everybody else is like that. It becomes normal. You don't realize it's there. Now, it's a funny thing, it comes back to my childhood. And way back then, then I had to sort of think about it and realize it's no one's fault. As a child, I just got angry and depressed and hurt. And rather than blame my parents or anyone else, I just decided to blame the money, that it was the fault. Of course, as years went by, blaming money caused a reaction, a lack of money, always having a problem with money. And it also caused some irritation with people who have perhaps a little, what I consider an obsession with money, an obsession with penny pinching and so forth. They would irritate me. I didn't know why they would irritate me. What do I care what they do? It's their business. But somehow it would irritate me. All this realization just flooded up. As it flooded up, the resistance basically let go because I understood. I could forgive myself. I could forgive money because it's really not money's fault. Money doesn't have anything to do with this. You can't blame you know, a little piece of paper for the troubles in your life. Really, it's no one's fault, except, in all honesty, my own. I implanted that belief and left it there all these years. So who's really at fault? I am. Well, so who needs forgiveness? I do. So a lot of years of suffering came from my implanting a belief that some of my unhappiness comes from money. See, that's how we dig out the resistance. It may not always come this way, this strong, but for me, this is the way it came. For another person, it might just come as a mild irritation. But throughout the book and throughout the process, either right at the beginning or somewhere along the line, once, twice, several times, you're going to find this resistance coming up. You're going to find some feelings of irritation, maybe some anger, some frustration, some disorientation. And you know that that is the resistance coming to the surface. Some people will get it immediately. They'll pick up the book, read a few chapters, and right away react. We've already seen this at the beginning when I first put the book out. This is normal. This reaction is, in some circles, very well known. It's known in therapy sessions. If you go to therapy, people who are working with you know that when they finally touch that part that is resisting, that's holding us back, usually it comes out in either mild frustration or even anger in various degrees. So there you have it. It's also known when you take courses to make a change in your life. Many people will react with anger, and I've seen this. In a course, halfway through, someone seems to just be in a form of rage and dislikes everything and hates the speaker and hates the subject and hates the chairs and the room sucks and it's too noisy and it's not big enough and the coffee's not warm enough. You see, they're not really reacting to what's around them. They're reacting to the resistance that's coming to the surface. What do we do? Well, we kind of experience the anger, but not allow it to get out of control, of course. So in my case, I stay away from people. I stay by myself as much as possible so that nothing can really, you know, engage it anymore. I mean, I don't want to bring it to the surface and have it directed at someone. So I almost kind of hide myself away a bit. And I keep my big trap shut. Because I tell you, when I get cranky, boy, there's some stuff can come out of my mouth. I can cut mountains in half. So, that's been a defense mechanism for years. Not a useful one anymore, but, you know, I know it was there. So now that I've come through this, this morning, for the first time, I sat down again, and at first I brought myself back to experiencing the money in my bank account. As I brought a feeling of that, the joyful feeling came up, and I remembered that joyful feeling from weeks past, and it was a wonderful feeling to feel that good again. And then I switched lightly to loving money, and I realized it wasn't that bad. It was okay. See, it flowed nice and easy. I mean, I didn't find a very strong feeling yet for it, but it's there. I can feel it. I feel a little bit of it. Enough. Tomorrow, I'll build on it, and the next day I will build on it again. And what I want to experience is just a true love for money. For it being in my life, for all the wonderful experiences that it can bring me. I mean, a ride on a roller coaster, buying an ice cream, giving it to someone on the street. Who knows? All the things that that exchange of energy can bring us. And to really love that money. It's really energy. I mean, whether our focus is on relationships, a car, money, a boat, a house, whatever it is, it's all based on the same principle. It's all really the same thing. It is all energy in a sense. And again, there are only two real thoughts towards anything. There's a thought of abundance of it, and there's a thought of a lack of it. And so when I love money, bring up the feeling of it, I want it to be on the abundance of it. To truly love money and to truly love the abundance of it. To bring up a feeling of it, make it stronger and stronger and stronger until it becomes part of my life. Because what we love, what we truly love, is attracted to us and will come to us and will stick to us and want to be by us. We just become magnetic to what we love. And so now we work with the process of loving money. See, all this is stages. And yes, you can, you know, skip a lot of it if you want and skip straight to loving money, but the point of the process is to make sure we're not leaving any blocks behind. So we go through the process of first feeling what it's like to have the money. Once we have a really good feeling of that and we established it so strongly in us that we can sit down at any time and bring that feeling up, then we switch over and we turn that into loving money. Loving unconditionally. See, loving money when it goes out, when it leaves us, loving it when it comes to us. Loving unconditionally is just loving. It's not dependent on it being there or not there. It's whether it's with us or not with us, we can love it. When someone else has it, and a lot of it, we can love it. We can love the fact that they have it, and a lot of it. It's probably because they have a love for the money and what it brings them, the joy that it adds to their lives, the things they can do, the, you know, value they can, that it brings to the family. You can afford education, you can afford clothes, you can afford food, housing, all kinds of wonderful things. I mean, that's what it's all about. I would not in a million years have believed that that resistance was in me about money. See, that's the thing. You have to keep going with this. This is not a 1 week program, a 2 day program. We keep going because the resistance sometimes is so deep in us and hides so deep that it takes a while to really spur it out. So this can't be like a 3 day program. You know, you read the book, you have a bath, you smoke a cigarette, and everything's all better. You gotta give it a little bit more time with that and work at it a little bit longer to allow that resistance to come up and melt away. As soon as it comes up, it will melt. As soon as it's acknowledged where it is, it will melt. There's nothing else required. As soon as it comes up, there it is. You just let it be. Don't try to push it back down. Just let it be. And at some point, be it a few days, be it a week, all of a sudden, you'll know why, where it's from. And as soon as you know that, it's released. That's it. The door is open. It floats away. Over and done with. Onto a happier life. So, it's very simple. Do you have an abundance of money? To the manner that you are happy? If not, there is resistance. If yes, well, then there's no resistance. And that's good. So then you can switch to something else. You do exactly what we've been doing with another subject. See, that's the thing. Exactly what we've done, we can do with any subject whatsoever. You could do it with a house. First, you would bring yourself to a feeling of having that incredible house. It's over there. I know you're in an apartment right now, or wherever, perhaps living in a tent, but you bring yourself to a feeling every day of having that house, that incredible house. It's over there. Doesn't matter where you are, you don't have to change anything in your life. You just experience having that house. When that feeling is there, deep inside you, to such a strength that you can bring up that feeling any time, then you switch to loving houses. That's right. You just absolutely love houses. And let's say you were looking at a large expensive house. And perhaps inside you have some resistance towards that, saying that, oh, big houses, they're a waste of wood, they're a waste of material, all kinds of things, and so you have resistance to it. But you'll find it. That resistance will come up. And you will, at the end, realize that the universe is abundant. But the next thing you do is you bring about a loving for houses, a real love for them. And the energy is engaged, and it will be created for you. You can do this with absolutely everything, the same method.